over a year, Haskins had repeatedly denied that he had given money to Gangelhoff. And although Haskins has admitted that he gave money to the woman who helped several Gopher basketball players commit academic fraud, University of Minnesota General Counsel Mark Rodenberg says Haskins maintains he didn't know anything about how the money was used.
I'm informed by Coach Haskins' attorney that it's the coach's position that he did not know that Jan Gangelhoff was providing improper services for the student athletes at issue. So the fact of this admission doesn't necessarily mean that Coach Haskins is now acknowledging that he knew about the cheating.
The revelation that Haskins had changed his story regarding the payment came after the coach released his bank records to NCAA investigators in July. Rodenberg said the bank records confirmed Haskins paid Gangelhoff through the basketball program's academic counselor.
Pursuant to NCAA rules, Coach Haskins was permitted to correct and add to comments and statements he made to the NCAA staff. And in that addition and correction process, he acknowledged writing out a check for $3,000, which he then gave the cash from that check to Alonzo Newby, who was supposed to give it to and did give it to Jan Gangelhoff.
Tuesday's announcement has given additional ammunition to critics of the university's decision to buy out Haskins' contract for $1.5 million. The buyout was based on Haskins' statements that he knew nothing of the fraud charges and that the university had no information to confirm or deny those charges. Rodenberg said that the university hasn't made plans to initiate a suit against the coach, but didn't rule out legal action. He said the buyout accomplished the goal of avoiding a protracted legal battle, which would have delayed the rehabilitation of the program.
The payment was made because at the time, the regents and the president authorized that payment to be made. We did not have concrete evidence of violations of NCAA rules or our policies that would justify our breaking a written contract with Coach Haskins.
Haskins' admission also raises questions of the veracity of other statements made by the coach. However, Rodenberg says despite Haskins' false statements, the university's investigation was as accurate as possible.
The U of M is an academic institution. We're not the FBI. We spend a lot of time and money trying to isolate the truth. We think we got this allegation essentially right the first time, but the misstatements by Mr. Haskins regarding this particular point obviously did not help our investigators.
Rodenberg would not speculate as to why Haskins chose to come forward with the information at this time. Haskins' attorney Ron Zemanski did not return a call seeking comment. A federal fraud investigation was launched in April, meaning Haskins faces the potential of appearing before a grand jury, which has subpoena power unavailable to either the NCAA or the University of Minnesota. The NCAA will hold hearings in a few weeks. The university has already imposed several sanctions on itself, including a ban on postseason play last season and scholarship restrictions. University officials have asked the NCAA to consider those penalties sufficient. The organization is expected to make a final decision within 2 months of the hearing. I'm Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.